thank you. Today I'll be talking about the Risk Education Talking Device. It's actually a follow-up to a presentation I gave at a side event last year at the NDM. At that time we had this device, which is an innovation of existing technology that we applied in Darfur for conditions there in relation to risk education. And last year we had just a prototype, we had done some field trials, not a lot of information, we saw how it worked in the field. But in 2018 we got a lot more experience using it with our implementing partners, and at the end of the year we did a field trial. So that's what I'll be talking about in this presentation. And it'll be interesting to see if others working in similar conditions as we had in Darfur might see that the device might be useful for their situations. The Risk Education Talking Device, it's a solar-powered audio talking and recording device. It's controlled. Once the information is in there, nobody else can use it and put in other messages. This is the model that we're using now. It was developed by Abel Tesfaye. He's an operations officer that we have in the UNMAS Darfur program, completely his initiative from beginning to end. And he was the one who conducted the survey. The device works by delivering risk education messages using stories, songs, dialogues, and drama. And it's a response to a problem. And that's how to react to the most vulnerable groups that we felt we weren't reaching in inaccessible areas of Darfur. There were two groups in particular, nomads who were moving around, who were very difficult to get in contact with, and then also people who were illiterate, who weren't able to use written materials. Some of the other access restraints were the infrastructure, bad roads, especially in the rainy season, areas that had no radio coverage, conflict, and just the sheer remoteness. And essentially it was a problem of access. One of the people who completed the survey was a headmaster in West Darfur, and he had an insightful observation, which I'll give you now. He said, awareness is needed for change, but access is a prerequisite for creating awareness. So this device is intended to address that problem that he well articulated there. We had to find ways to reach everybody. I'm a bit behind in my... Next one. Thank you. So we tried to make the survey as representative as possible. We conducted it across Darfur, four of the five states, in 34 villages, and 544 people. 70% were adults, 30% children, 10% nomads, and 18% farmers. And we also went into IDP camps, refugee centers, and communities of return. 75% of the communities were rural. And the results we got were very encouraging. It was overwhelmingly positive. I wish there had been a bit more critical analysis that was given. But certainly we appreciated the validation of the technology according to those who were using it. 96% of the survey respondents found the RETD useful as a resource after risk education sessions. Of those interviewed, 98% mentioned that RETD is effective in raising the ERW problem as a tool. It indicates that the messages were clear to them. The messaging popularity, songs were the most popular, that was 52% of respondents, then dialogues, 22%, and drama, 20%. We don't know to what extent these messages might have prevented accidents. The device was liked by a number of indicators, awareness. They liked that it's solar energy powered, so the resource is always there, easy to use, educational, entertaining. Cultural context didn't get a lot of attention, but without that, I don't think it would have been so successful. It was identified that it really benefited children the most, and that was our primary target group because most accidents are with children. They identified some improvements that were needed. local languages in their own, using songs and drama in their own languages, African languages. Maybe video, but that would be an extra cost. And raising the volume, which was useful because that means that they're using it in group situations and they need a higher volume. The last slide. What have we learned? The survey was very useful in identifying some features that needed to be changed. But most of all, we found that the device was seen by the users as satisfactory in performance, in content, in effectiveness. One question we have is, how often do you have to change the content in order to keep people using the device? So in general, I think it did solve the problem, at least in Darfur. We have the survey available on request, and anyone who's interested could look at it and see if it's applicable for their situation.